Happy Thanksgiving to my listeners here in the U.S. And thank you to all of my listeners and contributors from around the world for being a part of the Nightmare Society. For that, I am very grateful. Please be sure to follow me on Instagram at Nightmare Society Radio, as I will be doing some polls on my story to find out what you guys are enjoying the most, what you would like to hear more of, and what scares you the most. As always, a huge thank you to our contributors for this episode. User Toddly Marks, user Hey Shark Don't Do That, user Agalaghost 27, and Spooky Hippie. Without you sharing your stories, this podcast wouldn't be possible. Also, the year is quickly coming to a close and the holidays are upon many of us. So I've considered taking a break, and I decided, nah, this is when people have extra time off, and what will they fill it with? Peace and joy? No, more true horror stories. So get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
This was when I was about 14 or so, and actually begins from down the road from my grandparents' house. My mom, brother, and I all lived in a double-wide trailer about a 5-minute walk from my grandparents. I won't go into details, but my mother and I had just gotten into a pretty heated argument. She always threatened to kick me out anytime we argued, but this time I was way ahead of her. I had my duffel bag packed and ready to go. Before I left, I made sure to say as many hurtful things as I could and call her some especially heinous things. I walked out the door and slammed it hard behind me. I probably would have stayed if she had opened the door and at least asked me to come back. But the whole walk down the driveway, I heard nothing. So that just solidified my decision. I could barely see where I was going with the tears burning my eyes, but I was sure I was heading to my grandparents. I was about halfway there when I saw headlights behind me. I figured it had to be my mom because there was no reason for anyone to come down this road, as it leads to a dead end with only 3 houses being there. I walked closer to the ditch and waited for it to stop beside me so I could get in. But when it got closer, I realized it definitely wasn't my mother, or my grandparents. I don't know the model, but it was a rectangular, dark green Cadillac. It slowed down and dimmed its brights, so I was easily able to see inside. There were 2 men. They looked like they were in their 20s, but when you see that age, even 17-year-olds look like that. It was late at night, but for some reason both of them were wearing sunglasses and had baseball caps on. I didn't see a brand name or any kind of writing on the shirts they were wearing. I was pretty nervous. I had seen plenty of abduction and kidnapping lectures at school, so I was prepared to book it if it came to that. When they pulled up beside me, my heart just raced even harder. It looked like they both had a terrible case of alopecia. No eyebrows, no sideburns or anything. The driver rolled down his window and asked if I was okay or needed a ride. When he spoke, it was really low and quiet. I had to lean my head closer just to hear him. Also, it was like his words were half a second behind his mouth. Not as bad as old kung fu movies, but barely enough to notice.
Are you okay? Do you need a ride?
I said that I was fine, just heading to a friend's house. I don't know why I lied. He kept saying that it was dangerous this laid out, and there could be all sorts of stuff that could hurt me. I just repeated myself and decided I was done with the conversation and briskly walked to my grandparents. I looked back to see they were frowning pretty hard. I took this as a sign that I needed to get away from them now. I ran as hard as I could, cutting through yards and jumping fences into the horse pasture beside my grandparents' house. Then I heard a noise that still makes my blood turn cold and gives me the shivers. It sounded like a whale bellowing in the ocean, and was so loud I swore everyone in the neighborhood heard it. When I made it to my grandparents' front porch, I looked back and saw the car was parked at the end of the driveway, but wasn't coming any closer. I stared and watched them, too terrified to even move. I stood there for what felt like half an hour before they finally backed up, turned around, and left in the other direction. I burst into my grandparents' home and ran to the bedroom and broke down on their bed, and probably scared the crap out of them, waking them up. I told them 1,000 times what happened. It was like I couldn't process it, and just repeating myself made it more real. I kept begging them to call the police, but they said since nothing really happened, there wasn't anything they could do. Throughout the years being there, I could still hear that noise every other week, late at night. And every time I would run to the nearest bedroom and lock myself in. I asked my grandparents if they ever heard anything, but only my pawpaw had once. And he just wrote it off as a plane or helicopter flying overhead. I'd really like to know if anyone has heard anything similar, or has seen anyone like the guys I saw. I've recently begun helping my mom sell my childhood home, and it sparked the memory of possibly the scariest thing that's happened to me. My friends and I were 15 years old. I grew up in a subdivision about 20 minutes away from any towns. It was a very safe neighborhood. Street lights on the corners, lots of kids. Lots of my classmates lived there as well, and there was never any fear with us walking to each other's houses or staying out after dark. My subdivision was about 3 miles long, and I lived at the very end of it. The last mile is a sharp right turn into a hill and has thick woods along both sides of the street, with 4 houses at the bottom, all surrounded by woods. My friend Maddie lived at the entrance to the subdivision. 1 year we got about 8 inches of snow and ice. It shut down the roads, people were stranded, schools closed for a week. The first day of this snow, Maddie and Kelly spent the whole day playing. We decided to have a big sleepover at Maddie's house that night. When the sun looked like it might start setting, we started the trek down to my house to get an overnight bag. By the time we finished packing, it was dark out. The woods always enhanced the darkness, but it didn't bother us. The three of us started walking, joking, enjoying the night air. As we cleared the top of the hill, we saw something that made us stop in our tracks. A hooded figure standing on the corner, illuminated only by the street light. They didn't move. They stood completely stiff, staring straight ahead. It was unsettling, but it easily could have been a neighbor. So, with nervous laughs, we started descending the hill. The figure never moves. It just keeps staring straight ahead. As we got to the bottom, we could see the hood was fur-lined, and they had some sort of black mask hiding their features. We started to get nervous. At this point, we're even with this person. It's blackout. The one street light illuminating the corner. After staring at the figure for about 45 seconds, Maddie finally called out.
Hey, stop messing with us. It's not funny.
At this point, the figure moved, only shuffling its feet to turn its body in our direction. They extended their hands towards us. Time stopped. I could feel my heartbeat in my throat. The figure made the gesture, "Come here," to us, before turning and walking into the woods. We ran, as fast as our feet would take us, until we reached Maddie's house and deadbolted the door behind us. The next morning when I walked home, I stopped at the corner where the figure had been and felt pure, genuine fear. There were two tracks of footprints, one leading out of the woods and one leading right back in. So let me just explain the type of person I am before my story is considered BS. I would totally understand anyway if most, if not all, would think it was. I am a non-believer of all that is paranormal, as I feel anything has scientific reasoning behind it. I did, however, used to be a hardcore Catholic up until the age of 19. I am now 27. Nowadays, anything that has to do with religion or the paranormal, I am extremely skeptical because of my past. Anyway, I've lived in my apartment for about 6 years now with my son and his father. And yes, we're all not religious at all. However, the last few years I've seen things out of the corner of my eyes, like white shadows. I keep telling myself, oh, they're just shadows of flies, mosquitoes, people walking by, etc. So I always brush them off. 2 months ago, an event that keeps bothering me and honestly makes me tear up every time I think about it made me come to this conclusion tonight to make an account on Reddit, because I know no one would believe me, especially my family. One night, I decided to lay down on my couch in the living room and just look at articles on my phone while the show Gypsy on Netflix played in the background. Mind you, a couple of minutes prior, my son's father decided to go outside and smoke a cigarette, which he acknowledged and told me he was doing so, since sometimes he would go to the liquor store at the corner of our street, so he just wanted to let me know he was only going out for a smoke. Well, 5 minutes later, and I can't even type this without tearing up, he comes back inside. Looks at me like if I did something wrong as he walks to the bedroom. Note, to get to the bedroom in my apartment, you have to walk directly in front of the TV and across everything and everyone in the living room. The bedroom door is slightly to the left of me, and I see him through the door looking through his dresser, like pushing through paperwork trying to find something, quickly pressing his dresser shut, and going to the bathroom and slamming it shut really hard. I yell,
"Jeez, hello? What happened?"
And I'm angry because our kid is asleep and I was mad he'd wake up our kid from slamming the bathroom door shut so hard. I keep looking at the bathroom waiting for him to come out so I can give him crap about slamming the door. And then, the front door of the apartment opens 10 minutes later. My son's dad comes walking in and I just couldn't breathe. I immediately looked over at the bathroom door and I can see from the corner of it that the light is still on inside, but the door is completely shut. I ask him if he can go and open the bathroom door, and he does. No one is inside, but he just enters and uses the restroom and comes back and sits down in the living room when he's done. I didn't tell him about it until a week later after it happened, and I haven't told anyone about this other than him because, come on, we all know why. But like I said earlier, weird things have gone on in my apartment. And I should mention that random things have ended up in random places, like my cell phone on top of the stove, my oven turning off by itself, my bathroom door closing shut on its own. I don't know if my apartment has become a vessel or something for interdimensional crossing, but I know that something is not right. I've had to drop my classes because I can't focus. I have the worst anxiety every day, and I always see a white shadow seemingly running across my living room, left and right. If anyone else has experienced this, please don't hesitate to comment. I'm just in awe of all of this. And I don't blame my son's father for not believing me, but I cannot help but literally cry because of this event. My mother and I have a great relationship now that I'm an adult. I love hearing her tell me about her past and my childhood. I'm one of those people who cannot remember a lot of my childhood. This often bothers me because it seems as if everyone else I've ever met has a clear recollection of when they were a kid. Yet it's hard for me to relate. Well, recently my mom and I were chatting about spooky and unexplained things that have happened to us. In casual conversation, she asks if I remembered the monster in the living room when I was 2 years old. That being nearly 20 years ago and my terrible memory, I of course had not. Curious and having a single chill roll over my body, she began to tell me that in our old house, I used to fall asleep on our living room couch. This particular night, I had apparently crept into my parents' bedroom in the middle of the night, saying that there was a monster in the living room watching me. At this point, I'm already wigging out because, one, I absolutely do not remember any of this. And two, this is the first time in 20 years it's been brought up. Anyway, after toddler me wakes everyone up, my mom was not prepared to be awakened out of a dead sleep to be creeped the heck out. In her mind, she described her thought process to be it was either a, well, monster, or worse, a human. My dad jumped out of bed, being the protector he is and always has been. They checked the windows, locks on the front door in the living room, and around any furniture to ease everyone's minds. Nothing to be found. My mom said it's hard asking a 2-year-old to explain what they had seen, but also described what I mustered up as being very specific. She said after they found nothing, I told them it was a man, crouched at the foot of our couch, peeking at me. He had a black mask on and black clothes. I'm not sure if you know what blowing a raspberry on someone's stomach is, but apparently I had told them he crept from the couch and blew on my belly like this, and blew into my dad's hand to mimic blowing raspberries on my stomach. This is all so very creepy to me now. Who or what was that? Had I been dreaming? Why can't I remember this? A friend once told me that just because we can't remember everything we want to doesn't mean that we don't remember it. Different situations we come across in life trigger these memories. I just wonder now what will be the trigger for this one. Or if it was all just in a 2-year-old's imagination. Either way, on mine and my parents' part, it's all pretty creepy and sinister sounding regardless. Thanks again to user Toddly Marks. User, hey shark, don't do that. User Agalagos27 and Spooky Hippie for sharing their stories with us. As the episodes go by, I continue to need more true horror stories. If you have one of your own you'd like to share, please send it to nightmaresocietyradio@gmail.com. Or if you have a favorite true horror story that you've run across online from someone else, please feel free to send me the link and I will reach out to the original poster to ask them if they mind me sharing it with you. Thank you so much for gathering around the campfire with me. Until next time, sweet dreams.